Yesterday evening, residents from Kobuk, Shugnak, and Ambler gathered in the Kobuk School for a meeting about the status of a state-backed industrial road that could pass through the region. But even getting there presented some challenges.
We had charter flights arranged to bring people from Ambler, and unfortunately, both runways got shut down in Ambler, and our caravans couldn't land. So we had to rely on people boating.
Leslie Lepley works for Dal HKM, a company contracted by the state to handle many of the particulars and logistics of moving the Ambler Mining District Industrial Access Road project along. Days of rain and seasonal runoff have left the Kobuk River swollen, and soft ground has made the Ambler runway unusable. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA, sponsored the meeting. Leaders from all three communities came together, first for a question and answer session with AIDA representatives, and then they gathered in chairs and bleachers for a presentation on the road's development status, first in English and then in Inupiaq. Perspectives on the proposed road remain mixed. Many who spoke support the potential for jobs from road work and the eventual mining district. Miles Cleveland lives in Ambler, and he says the region needs jobs to survive.
And we need jobs to continue to pay for our light bills, our water and sewer. Those take money.
But like many other aspects of the proposed road, there's very little data on just how many jobs it would bring and to whom. AIDA is currently selecting a contractor to begin work on the massive environmental impact study. That's part of the federal approval process for any road. Fred's son is from Shugnak and on the board of directors for Nana Regional Corporation. He spoke at the presentation's close about the need to wait until the environmental data is collected before making a decision on whether or not to move forward with the road.
And whether or not your decision is to support this road or go against it, I think it's just as important you support the EIS process, because not only is it going to be useful for the construction of this road, but it'll be useful for other projects in the future.
But not everyone agrees. While a complete environmental impact study would not be a green light for the road, it's not clear how many times in the past AIDA or the state's different permitting agencies have shut down development of projects that far along. Jill Yorty is in charge of mining and clean water programs at the Northern Center in Fairbanks. She says even at this point, the rhetoric from the state is shifting.
And one of my big concerns related to that is that the conversation will then be framed to be what route should the road take, not whether or not there should be a road. And I think that's a really important conversation to have, is that we need to decide whether or not a road in this region is acceptable before we start trying to decide what route it should take.
AIDA is hoping to start the EIS process later this summer. They're holding a public board meeting in Anchorage on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and the public is encouraged to call in with comments. Information is on our website at knom.org/news.